Hello, hello, hello. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the Sunny Side 99.3 Nigeria Info. Straight in from stories lost to the headlines. Pretty interesting stories there. Welcome to the show. My name is Wemimo Adewuni and we're going to have a great time. Today is Wednesday. We're having languages and interpretations. And I'm going to run quickly with you or through you or by you a quote I saw somewhere. Someone was referring to this as a statement, as a matter of fact. And the question is this true for you? And do you believe so? Or what's your interpretation of these statements or statements? Now, we believe that hard work is important, but I saw a quote which says that not all wealth is a direct result of hard work. Not all wealth is a result of hard work. And it also says that not all poverty is also a direct result of laziness, but that chance plays a huge role in how people's lives turn out. I'm going to read that to you again. And I'm also going to run you through some philosophies on what people define success to be, and you're going to tell me what you also think this to be. Now, this statement which I saw stated that not all success is a direct result of hard work, and that not all poverty is also a direct result of laziness. But that chance has a great role to play in how people's lives turn out. I saw this online and it got me thinking. Interestingly, I'd put up a post on my social media handle some days ago. Yeah, that was last week. And in that post, I'd said that working hard is not enough. You can work hard on the wrong job and it tends toward poverty. But if you work hard on the right job, then it has a higher possibility of leading to success. But this thought that I saw takes it a step further by saying that it's not even about the work you do or about the kind of job you do, but that chance has a great role to play in how your life turns out, whether you worked hard or whether you were just lazy. What this would mean is that you could be lazy and laid back, and somehow, just by chance, you could stumble into success. Maybe you find money somewhere. We see movies where people, you know, just lazing about, just sitting about, and someone just find a bag of money. I don't know if people find bags of money. Yeah, right. We remember somebody who found bags upon bags of money, right? That woman at the airport, the Murtala Muhammad International Airport, that found bags of money about 3 or 4 times while she was working as a cleaner at the restrooms. But some would say that it was because she was hardworking that she ran into that luck. But remember, she did not take the money to herself. She returned all the money. All the times she found money, she returned them. You can say, and I've heard some people tell me behind the scene while we're doing a report for her, that this was her chance. This was chance happening to her and she rejected her success. So, what is your interpretation of this? That hard work is not, or rather, let me put it this way, that success is not a direct result of hard work, and that poverty is not a direct result of laziness. If you can, give me specific instances so that we can all relate to what we're talking about. 0700-993-993-993. That's the number to call. And if you're female, you can call me on 01-4657-190. 01-4657-190. Again, if you're male, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Female line is, line for the females is 01-4657-190. And then I'll try also to go onto WhatsApp if you want to reach me there. I would say, though, that you should join the live feed on YouTube and Facebook, which is Nigeria Info 99.3, and leave me your thoughts there so that I'm able to run through as many as possible. All right, let's go. Success is not a direct result of hard work. Poverty is not a direct result of laziness. What's your interpretation of that? Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Yeah, this is St. Austin from Aja.
Your name is?
St. Austin from Aja.
St. Austin?
Yeah, from Aja.
Thank you for calling me.
First time calling on your show.
Oh, I'm great. I'm glad to know that you're here. That's really great.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay, according to your topic,
mm-hmm.
for me, I do not see hard level as a outcome of a... can you repeat that question again?
Success is not a direct result of hard work. So hard work does not necessarily lead to success, and laziness does not necessarily lead to poverty. But okay. chance just happens. It just happens.
Okay. Yes, I concur with that. I concur with that because some people, no matter how hardworking they are, they cannot. It does not guarantee them to success. So everything is by the will of God. If God has seen it to be through your hard working, it will come through. But if it is not, no matter how you work harder, you can never achieve it that way. So that is how I see it.
So how to, just to be saved and to save us a lot of stress, how do I then determine what I'm supposed to do? If my luck is to get rich by being lazy, why am I working hard? You know, if I know, I can just close this show and go home and just put up my legs and say, man, I'm destined to just get rich, man. Money will come to me.
Okay, well, to that, if it is destined for you by God, not to undergo a hard working before you make it, you will find some very little work, it will make it, it will blow you. But if it is not for you to undergo such, it will pass you a lot of things. There'll be a lot of procedure for you before you succeed.
Ah.
So that is it in life, my dear.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing. I appreciate you calling in on the show. All right. That's it. So let me know what your thoughts are on this one. There we go. Hello. Let's see who's here. Sorry about that. Please try again if you can. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to the sunny side.
This is quiet waters on the line.
What did you say?
Quiet waters.
Quiet waters.
Yes.
Nice.
So about the topic, the Bible says, truth does not come to the learned, neither does strength, but time and chance happens to them all. So it's not a matter of how educated you are, how hard working you are, how brilliant you are, how handsome you are. It is chance and time.
You know, while I understand that scripture that you've shared, there's also a line of thought that would tell you that that kind of chance happening to you, you know, people have done this calculation to say success equals preparation that meets chance. So
which
if you're
luck.
Lazy and
which
chance,
is
which we can call luck, but that you must be hardworking, you must be ready, and if luck comes, then you can succeed. But what you're saying is, I don't need to work. Chance can just happen to me. Yes.
Do you know that there are times I might want to exert myself to do something, and something will hold me back. And that thing I'm trying to go for comes to me. Yeah. I want to work.
No, give me an example of this thing that comes to you. Let's say a contract, right?
Let's say I want to buy something. And my office is off. So I'm looking probably for somebody to get me that thing. My secretary was in front of
house.
So before I know it, I just see that particular person telling that to me, come up, ask if anybody.
Oh. Your line is up. Sorry about that, but your line went off. I guess you ran out of airtime. But thank you for calling and sharing that. Okay, so what do you think is the role chance plays? Again, let me run you by this statement that we're considering on languages and interpretations. And it is that success is not a direct result of hard work. And poverty is not a direct result of laziness, but that chance plays a huge role in how our lives play out. If people have called you lazy and you've run into luck just by hanging around, please call me and tell me how you knew that, you know, hanging around, I don't want to call you lazy, but if you think that not working is your, you know, people say there's this thing called knowing what your fate is. If that's your fate, like one, my first caller said, sometimes it's just your fate and it just happens to you. So how do I know what my fate is if that's what you believe, so that I'll know if I should just go home and go to sleep right now? Hello?
Hello, good afternoon, Wemimo.
Good afternoon.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell me your name? Do you want to tell me your name?
Okay. So I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm calling from Jessa.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. You're welcome. So the topic this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just go from the Bible side.
Oh yeah.
Bible say that he who does not walk, let him not eat.
Hmm.
Walk. I'd not say hard work. Just walk. So there's a difference between work and hard work.
Hmm.
Now, hard work doesn't bring success.
Understand
me? Yeah. For a man to be successful, it's from God. If you're working, don't work. You work. But not that you'll be too high. You decay yourself that you're working.
Let me help this conversation. When you say that hard work, I mean, just work. Like you said, you need to work so you can eat. That's just to get by. But when we talk about success, you say it is by God, not necessarily by hard work. But if I'm in my office, let me give you an example, and I work hard, and my bosses say, oh, she's working really hard, I can get a promotion. I'm getting successful. Don't you think the hard work had something to do with that?
That is God.
Yeah, I know that ultimately we can say that it's God. But I'm saying that, do you believe that hard work had a big role to play in how that turned out?
Yeah, it has, but not always it has. Some people are doing that hard work that they are doing, but they're not promoted. It's not always.
It's chance. I get you. Thank you very much. Okay. I hear you. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, let me just take a Bible verse.
You people came, you came ready for me today. Oh yeah, now.
So he said, I will bless those whom I choose, those who I so much like, or I prefer to bless.
Uh-huh.
That is a Bible verse. So it doesn't really matter whether you wake up very early in the morning by 4 a.m. I'm a case study. I once worked in a company for 12 years. I will leave home by, my children, they don't even see me in the day.
Hmm.
The morning, they don't see me in the morning for 12 years.
What?
Yes. While I'm going, they are sleeping 4 a.m. While I'm returning, they are sleeping.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. And on Sunday, I will still go to work.
Whoa.
Yes. Honestly, this is, I was living in Okoko. So think, and every day, I will leave 4 a.m., return 11 to 12 sometimes. And that road, you know, is always on one time.
Yeah.
Monday, I get up, you remain there. So what am I trying to say? If it is hard work, the truck pusher should be the most successful person.
Right.
You understand? She'll be the most successful.
But that means that you are considering hard work in the sense of physical labor.
Yes, what about it?
Yeah, but it could be mental work. I mean, I could be at my desk. I'm not doing physical labor, but I'm working hard.
You see, that is why I started from the biblical quotation I cited. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
The forest through that should be the richest. If it is like that.
Hmm.
Yeah, it should be the richest.
So tell me the rest of your story. So did you become lazy and then you fell into success?
I have to quit that job and start doing something small. And it became, and it's bigger than 12 years of, should I say, waste, or maybe it was an experience, or that is a path I must go through before I get to where I am today.
Wow.
Yes. So it doesn't really mean hard work. There are people that are in service, 10, 15 years, they remain on one spot.
Hmm.
and somebody is just coming as a fresh graduate to be his boss.
Could that be because of certification? Because that person that had been there for years possibly does.
Are you considering quota system?
Quota system.
For promotion.
I hear you. Thank you very much. Okay, this is getting very interesting. What role does chance play? And I'd like to remind you again that you remember yesterday you guys turned the books on its head and you redefined the meaning of nuclear family. Let me remind you again that children are on holiday and they're listening to you. Okay, just saying. All right, so success is not a direct result of hard work. Poverty is not a direct result of laziness. So you guys have been talking to me about success. I hope someone talks about poverty. Is poverty a direct result of laziness? Then does chance have a huge role to play in how everything turns out, whether you work hard or whether you're lazy? Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon.
Hi, welcome to the show. What's your name?
I'm Alex.
Thanks for calling me, Alex.
Yeah, thank you. I'm on Stansit. I'm in Adekuta right away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I want to contribute to what you are saying.
Yes, please go ahead.
I still believe that hard work pays. Mm-hmm. There is nothing like not being hardworking and then getting success. Hardworking depends on how you see it. It is not when you wake up physically carrying heavy load that is hard work. You know, your mental, working with your brain is hard work.
Yeah.
Even thinking. You find that when students are in school and they are reading, they will eat more.
Say that again.
Hard work does not necessarily mean I went to carry babies okay. I wake up 4 a.m. You can wake up 1 a.m. and you are not productive. Your productivity tells us how hardworking you are. There is nothing like I am not working, I will sit down across my leg. The Bible says, see a man that is diligent in his work. God himself worked, I tell you. But you have to tell us about the productivity level of whatever you are doing.
Yeah.
It is the productivity. It is not that I carry bills or can be. Somebody, even if you work, whatever you are doing now, you are going up, you are training yourself to become a manager in the future. Like that man that spoke before me. I want to let you know that time he thought he was doing hard work, waking up 4 a.m., is what helped him to be successful in his what he's doing now. You cannot just wake up and tell me that I crossed my leg, money will fall from heaven. It will never, if you wake from night, it cannot come, nothing will happen. You will continue to be poorer than any rat. So,
you
have some power, maybe diabolical power you are using, but one thing is that there's chance. Chance also happens. But if you look at all the men that God uses in the Bible, there are people who are hardworking.
Right.
Even the pastors these days that are hardworking, you see them. They went, they learn so many things to pursue what they are doing and they stay focused on it. That's what I call hardworking. It's not that I went to carry I went to work in a construction company and I'm going to carry heavy load or I'm carrying my hoe to make farm.
Yeah.
You can be hardworking and you're using plowing to do the work.
Yeah,
so
that's
anybody
right.
that works hard, we should not need a student that reads hard will be better than a person who does not read. It's simple and short.
Thank you very much. Thank you make it very beautiful. Thank you. Hey. Oh yeah, who's got more scriptures to dig out? Who's got more SFR to dig out? I mean, could bring it on. Bring it on, bring it on. Let's go. Let me take this off before my break. Hello.
Hello, Emma.
Yes, welcome. Good afternoon.
Vivian,
welcome.
Yeah. So, about the topic.
Yes, please.
Hard working is good. But hard working without wisdom is just like person being less. You understand me? You understand what I said?
Yeah, I'm wrapping my head around it. Working hard without wisdom. What do you...
Working hard without wisdom.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
What it means that some people will be working. In fact, you are what you're supposed to do. Maybe you are not doing the right thing and you're working hard. You not apply your wisdom in what you are doing. So you work hard, all this from morning to night, you will not produce anything, not be
productive.
Or not produce much, yes. So you have to apply your wisdom when you're working hard.
So you believe that hard work has a big role to play in success.
So what I mean is that hard working plus wisdom
Okay.
Has a big role to play in success.
What role does chance play in all of this?
What?
Do you think that chance has a role to play in this?
I don't think. Okay, now, let's say chance. Depends on.
Okay, thank you. I need to go out on my very first break on the show. It's really interesting. My lies are on fire. Send me more messages online on Facebook and YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. Let me know your thoughts. What role does chance play? Is it hard work, success, hard work, laziness, success, poverty, or is it just chance? Let me know so I can make my decisions too. I'll be right back. All right, welcome back. 99.3 Nigeria Info. The show is live on Facebook and YouTube. 99.3 Nigeria Info. You find us there. Here is our conversation in case you're just joining and you're wondering why we're having a discussion around success. Well, it's not just success. I'm running by you on languages and interpretations. What your interpretation of this quote is, which I saw online. Someone actually said it. It says that success is not a direct result of hard work. Neither is poverty a direct result of laziness, but that chance has a huge role to play in how our lives turn out. And I'm asking you if you believe so. If being told to be hardworking all through your younger years, if you think it was a scam, do you think that, I mean, you could just lay by and chance could happen to you? Do you believe, however, that hard work, which meets with chance, can lead to success? If I'm hardworking at my chosen business or field, is there a guarantee that it will lead to success? Does that road lead to success? And we tell this to younger people, say, just keep working hard at this thing, you're gonna make it, you find a breakthrough, you will succeed if you work hard. I remember the hard work in this sense is not just carrying a sledgehammer and breaking down a wall with your hands when you could use a bulldozer. No, we're not just talking menial labor or physical labor. Hard work in whatever, if you're a banker, you're hardworking. If you're an engineer, you're hardworking. If you're a radio presenter like myself, you're hardworking. If you use your mind, you're hardworking. So, what's the relationship? What role does chance have to play in how our lives turn out? 0700-993-993-993. And for female callers, it's 0146-57190. Let me start this round by going onto Facebook and reading comments from there, as well as YouTube. Let's start with this one. Elvo T.I., thanks for your message. Colin Siwuchuku says, success is not a role. What do you mean? In creating wealth. Some are successful by God's grace, while some people are successful through chance. Okay. Kelechi Cyril Oyebuchi says, chance plays a huge role in creating wealth, but you have to apply wisdom and knowledge too. You need wisdom and knowledge and skills to make good use of the chances life presents to you. Ezemo Emmanuel says, you have to set yourself a goal in order to acquire wealth. Chance may have a role to play, but not as much as hard work does. Okay. Inandang Nambot Ernest says, I don't believe chance alone plays the role in creating wealth. Chance may come, but it has to go with hard work to make success. Hard work is always key, but if you're not doing the hard work in the right place, you may be working hard but at the wrong place. If you work hard at the right place, you will be successful. If chance without hard work can play a role in creating wealth, I believe some of these are billionaire children don't need to work. But isn't that chance for them, by the way? I mean, they were just born and there's just money. Isn't that chance? Well, he conclusively says, if you are lazy, no matter how big the chance that comes your way, you will spoil it. Okay, I hear you. Ayobamiche Bioden James, thank you for your message, as well as Lem Chinson Francis, thank you for your messages. I'm heading to YouTube. Timothy Ayodele says, there is physical, mental, and maybe spiritual hard work. Patrick Roberts breaks the table and says, hard work does not pay in Nigeria. So what pays? Laziness? Patrick, tell me more if you can. I'm heading to the phone lines now. Hello?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. Let me explain something.
Please, put off your radio.
Okay, done that.
Thank you. My name
is Danny. I'm coming in from Ikeja.
All right, welcome.
Yeah, success is a function of chance and hard work.
Okay.
Now, hard work is you yourself preparing yourself for success.
Mm-hmm.
So hard work trains you, makes you responsible, and helps you to be able to sustain the success when it comes.
Right.
When chance comes to you, either God shows you mercy or... The Bible didn't even say chance is what Jesus said. The Bible said time and chance. The implication is that if over time you have not been preparing yourself, your time will not come. So at a point when you are ready to maximize the opportunity, God brings the chance your way, knowing fully well that through hard work, through knowledge, through wisdom, you have developed the capacity to manage that success.
But let me take you on that. At first, I've had a lot of people tell me about this time and chance happening to people. But doesn't this mean that chance will happen anyway? And that what will happen when you have that chance? I mean, chance means opportunity, right? Doesn't it mean that chance will come to you anyway, whether you're ready for it or not, but that you'll be able to retain it only when you're ready? And if you're not ready, you're not able to retain it. So if we talk time and chance, I could say that means that at a certain time, whether you're hardworking or lazy, chance will come to you.
See, there's nobody God actually prepared to be perpetually poor, useless, and that. Do you understand me? Our life is actually a reflection of how much we have prepared ourselves to handle success. But let me explain something to you. Chance. You know, in Nigeria, we say, I don't blow. Oh, this guy don't blow. Do you understand me? Okay. I go to Project Fame, or I go to Want to Be a Millionaire show, and I make $30 million. I go to Big Brand Nigeria House, I make $19 million. That's chance. Isn't it? Now, have you checked the life of those who had that chance to see if they actually sustained that success?
Exactly the point. Exactly.
Yes. So the point is that chance is a factor you yourself cannot control. It comes when it comes. What you can control, or your own role to play in ensuring your success, is your hard work. It may be your hard work in studying. It may be your hard work in training yourself under some environment.
But you some really mean that if you are hardworking, there's a greater chance that your chance will lead to success.
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much. James has been on the line, so let's speak with him from Lekki. Thank you for holding on, James.
Yeah. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Well, this topic today is brain cracker.
It is.
Now, looking at success and the road to success. Now, I will always use the Bible as the roadmap for success. It's just like there's a formula. It says, "Seest thou a man diligent in his business, he shall stand before kings and not mean men." Now, the big challenge is, what's the word diligence? What's the meaning of the word diligence? That's hard work.
Yeah.
Now, what is hard work? People think that hard work, you have to do so many things. It also has to do with the intellect. Smart working. There are people like the man that pushes the truck on the street. He's doing a hard work. But if you want to use that kind of hard work, that kind of hard work can never give him wealth.
Unless he finds money in a bag.
No, yeah. Okay. Which is the one people are now declaring that chance.
Yeah.
You can
But on that, let me take you on where you started from, that if you see a man diligent in his work, he'll stand before kings and not mean men. Is that an assurance? Is it a guarantee that if I'm diligent, if I'm hardworking, I will be successful?
Now, That alone is not a guarantee if you don't really understand what the Bible is saying. The okay. Bible is saying that because, you know, there is no shortcut to success.
Mm.
So people that are saying chance mm-hmm. happened to them, they are saying that because they are feeling that there's a shortcut to success.
Hmm.
There is no shortcut to success. You walk your way up. I want to assure you that if you start on a roadmap, like somebody who is lazy, the Bible says he dealeth with a slack, he becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand. But the hand of the diligent maketh rich.
Oh, sure.
Why?
Oh, sure.
Why did the Bible use diligent maketh rich?
Hmm.
If you start a journey, like, okay, you set a business. I have seen somebody who just started pure water business, just run from street, and he had a shop, and from the shop, he had a factory, and from the factory, he had a company, and from a company, it's multinationals.
Hmm.
Is that not the roadmap to success?
I believe that's what we're looking for.
No shortcut. People should stop saying chance.
Hmm.
There is nothing like chance. The chance can come if, see, that's the reason why some people will foolishly go and take their hard-earned money to go and play lottery and want chance to come and bring wealth to them.
Right.
If you ask all these billionaires, they didn't depend on that way to get to the top.
Right.
They started small, just like that, building capacity. You know, that's the diligence. That's the hard work.
Thank you.
Is that rigorous time you use to go and, you know, make, gather this wealth, and you're not eating your wealth.
Mm.
You are saving it, and you are investing it. You are doing this. You are doing
all right.
That.
I get you. Thank you very much, James, for sharing and for bringing a lot of scriptures on the show today. Chinwe is at Iju Road joining the show. Hello, Chinwe.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome. Thanks for calling.
Very happy to be on the program.
I'm glad to have you here.
All right. I want to start with success begins with a definition.
Mm-hmm.
What is success for an individual? What I define success to be to me could be different from other people. Now, let's go with this. There's a book titled The Richest Man in Babylon.
Yeah.
Packard was the richest man of his own time. Then when he was lecturing other 100 people, almost of his age mate, and all of them have handwork.
Mm-hmm.
But the management, how to put this work, or how to save their money to be rich or to be successful, differs. So you have to teach them. So to show that they are all working, but how to succeed is just the problem.
Mm.
If you understand.
Yeah.
So it's not that hard work does not bring success. Hard work brings success, but the management of that success is very important. For example, when we were growing up, they told us to read and read so we can succeed in our exams.
Mm-hmm.
And it hurts a lot of us. Those that don't read, let me tell you.
But some people will tell you that some people read, but their papers got missing. Their results were not found. You know, so they tell you, oh, it's just chance. So I've heard some students tell me that they didn't even write anything in their exam booklet and they mistakenly somehow scored an A.
Okay, you can say luck. there is luck. There's something called luck. But let me tell you, hard work pays. That is the truth. Hard work pays.
I hear
you. Cannot compare some. Go and check someone that come out with 2-1. Those that come out with 2-1 of first class. Check their results. Check them and check out. Look at those that come out with first class. There must be a difference. Those that really worked hard, burn candle or go to night classes and they stood and they wrote.
Yeah.
They come out well. That is hard work.
Thank you.
They have defined their own success. So success is not measured by the amount of wealth that you acquired, but defined by you as an individual. And that could also lead to a higher place.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You made very valid points there. I'd like to talk about poverty. And you, I know all of you are excited about the success part. But this, our languages and interpretation today is both about success and poverty. So I'm asking you that, you know what, the debate is if hard work leads to success and if laziness leads to poverty. So let's talk poverty. Is it sure that if you're lazy, you're going to be poor? or that chance can also happen to you and in your laziness. And remember that laziness is defined in numerous ways. And that, I mean, you could think you're hardworking and your neighbor is lazy because they're not doing what you're doing. But the general definition of being lazy, like you're not committing yourself to anything in particular, you're just all about the place. Can chance happen to you even in your laid-back situation that you could be successful? What role does chance play in poverty? All right, let me start off by going to WhatsApp. Frank Ohanisi says, it's not about working hard, but you must. If you must succeed, you must work hard. Work smart, not harder, and practice the process of saving. Oh, you know I'll tell you that any day. Bawo from Ikorodu on WhatsApp says, well, I would like people to know why they are working hard. In the beginning, hard work was to survive, but over time, you must pass survivor mode and work towards enterprise. Constantly putting labor until you have the capacity to take advantage of opportunities. Change is the alignment of events for when that expertise is needed. Okay, I get you saying that at a point you're just working to put food on the table, but you must progress and move from that. Sigma Ben Singh Obi says time and chance are the major keys to good success, but time and chance would not effectualize unless there's hard work, diligence, and wisdom. In the place of negligence, hard work and wisdom apply at the right time. When it meets with chance, then it will lead to success. The two must come together to make success. Okay. Anthony from Lagos. Okay. Quotes here from me, Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11, and says that I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift. Oh, yeah. Nor the battle to the strong, neither bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all. Okay. If you take this full, I know we're all looking at the time and chance part, but if you look at it all, it means that you can't even be hardworking and not be successful. You might not be swift, you might not be strong, you might not be wise, you might not be understanding, yet you will have, you will win the race, you would win the battle, you would have bread, you will have riches, you'll have favor, because time and chance also happen to you. Okay. Well, meanwhile, nice topic. I would say hard work pays, but only when put in the right direction. And also, you need to be smart to see the chance available to create wealth. So I am working. To me, working hard and smart leads to lasting success. Captain from Lekki. I'll take a final one just randomly. Another scripture passage here. Okay. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 6 says, sow your seed in the morning. Do not let your hands rest, because you do not know which one will have success, whether this one or that one. He says, in a nutshell, working hard and smart prepares you for that chance when it eventually comes. More light from Ikotu. Thank you for your message. Let me take this final one. This person talks about poverty. I want us to talk about poverty now, okay? It says, being poor is a choice. Says being poor is a choice. Is that so? The Bible is clear that whatever your hands find to do, you should do it well. When you're not ready to pass through the process of preparing, when the time and chance comes, you will not make use of it. Is poverty really a choice? And is poverty a direct result of laziness? Don't we have people who are hardworking, who are smart working, but yet are poor? Don't you know them? Right now, you can think about at least five people that you know are really hardworking, smart working, yet they've not got it. They're still possibly eating from hand to mouth, just struggling to get by, right? And think about it. You possibly also know some people who are lazy, but they wear fine clothes. They possibly even drive cars. And I don't know how they do it, but let's talk poverty for a while. Does laziness, is it a guarantee? Is it a sure road to poverty? Okay. This is quite a thing, right? Okay, yeah, I agree. Hello?
Yeah, my mom.
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you? What's your name?
How are you doing?
I'm trying to wrap my head around this thing that I've started.
Ezekiel is my name.
Welcome, Ezekiel.
Wemo, let me break this down for you.
Okay, thank you.
success
mm-hmm.
is a two-syllable word.
Yeah, agreed. We know.
Now, circle and access is what makes success.
Hmm?
Circle.
Mm-hmm.
And access.
Mm-hmm.
Is that word joined together by study?
Hmm?
Now, when you look at the word poverty, the P-O there, poverty, three letters.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we are looking at being poor, being vast. I get what I'm saying now. So that last call, like that last message you read, that being poor is a mindset, is deliberate. It means that you believe nothing has been, it means that you have not been created to become anything in life. It's a decision.
Do you really believe that? Don't you know people who work hard, who really try, but they are still poor?
Let me come back. Let me now come back to the word success.
Soccer and what
that
again?
Time, yes. Yes, soccer and access. Let me give you an instance.
Mm-hmm.
Doraemon, do you know what it takes with contributors to this program before we could gain access?
Hmm.
Let me give you an instance. There are times that when I want to ensure that I want to contribute, you know, some people will tell you they've been trying to get you people for the past 4 years, they've not been able.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you know what I do sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
If I want to ensure that I get access to Nigeria Info,
mm-hmm.
I use four phones. I want to achieve
that. That's preparation, right?
Yeah, you know, we've done.
That's hard work.
It's profitable to direct.
One of the four will get through.
Now, let me give you an instance. I will die the first one, mm-hmm. the other number the second, the other number the third. There is no way before that program runs out, I must achieve something.
Right.
That is determination.
Hmm.
So, when we are talking about hard work comes with wisdom. The Bible said, if an iron being blunt.
You must be
aiming to achieve something at the front. So if we are talking about time and chance, the time we are talking about, look at the children of Issachar. They understood what time says.
Hmm.
And if we are talking about chance, we are talking about opportunity when it comes. Well, let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
In my study about this life,
mm-hmm.
I have come to know that if you must succeed in life, you must be deliberate.
Hmm.
Because there are people that are hell-bent. An average Nigerian today wants your business down.
Hmm.
So if you're not diligent in your discipline, if you look at what the other guy said, CS down a man, as she said, diligent in his business.
But before I let you go, just a quick question. I hear you. But if you cast your mind right now, can you think about one, two, three, four persons who are hardworking, who are diligent, but who are still poor? Who are doing everything right by the book? They are calling with four numbers, but they're still not getting through.
That hardworking you are using,
uh-huh.
you understand? If you see anyone who is hardworking and is still poor, the person does not have wisdom. Do you know what the Bible says?
What do you mean by wisdom?
When you have wisdom,
mm-hmm.
you understand,
mm.
you are a principality on your own.
Hey, shit.
I'm telling you.
Mm. So tell us, what is this wisdom? What is it? Is it knowing numbers, knowing how to use a calculator? What is it? What is this wisdom?
Let me give you an instance.
Okay.
Look at the case of Esau and Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think Jacob did at that time if he had not understood that time? He understood the principle of that time as well as secure that chance.
Ah. But if you're referring to that one, Jacob cheated, though.
Get my point. When you get my point.
Is that wisdom?
I'm trying to be diabolical here.
Uh-huh.
And what I'm trying to establish to you
uh-huh.
is that when you have possessed wisdom as a principal thing, you become a principality in your business.
Hey, I hear
it. It means that you are prepared. Anything that comes from the four corner, you
are ready for it. All right, I hear you. Thank you very much. I'm due for another break shortly. I'm sorry about that, but thank you very much. This is even way interesting, more interesting than I thought. You guys are telling me that poverty is a choice. That it's either that you're not working hard, you're not smart at your work, or you don't have wisdom. That's why you're poor. I could partly agree, partly, especially the wisdom part. But the question again is, how do you define wisdom? That Jacob instance he gave, Jacob stole something that belongs to somebody else. Is that wisdom? All right. Oh, my goodness. All right. Here's our conversation in case you're just joining. I'm out on a break in a few seconds. Hard work does not lead to success necessarily. Laziness does not necessarily lead to poverty. Chance has a huge role to play in how our lives turn out. What's your thought? You call me when I come back from the break. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. This is The Sunny Side. I'll be right back. All right, we're going in for the news on the hour just in a moment, but Yvonne is here. Yvonne, this my colleagues have almost scattered my head. Someone said that soccer plus kidney coins is equals success. You know, I've heard permutations on the show, but here's the thing. So someone said that success is not necessarily equal a result of hard work, and that poverty is not necessarily a result of laziness, but that chance plays a huge role in how our lives play out.
Right.
They've brought me a lot of scriptures, which includes that time and chance happen to them all. And someone expands it further and say, but that scripture says that the race is not to the swift. That means you don't have to be swift to win the race. You can be the fastest at the Olympics and you fell down.
Well, I mean, there's right? some logic in that, uh-huh. but at the end of the day, you can't just sit down and say the race is not to the swift and then not put in the work.
Yeah, but there are people who don't put in the work and they're
that's where chance comes into. Because the first argument where the person said that, you know, as sometimes success is not as a result of hard work. I mean, there's actually some sense in that, especially for people who, but come to think of it again. For people now, I think the person who made that statement mm-hmm. was referring to people who are probably born into riches.
No. So he was saying that generally the final outcome of our lives is not necessarily about how hardworking you are or how diligent at your work you are.
To do that is to preclude the fact that you as a person are actually the architect of your own life.
Yeah, exactly. What he means.
So to do that, to say that is to take out the logical fact, the fact rather that you can't just sit down and then say that's it. You have a role to play.
But some people just sit down.
No.
And some people work very hard, smart, diligent. I can think of a number right now. And still they're poor.
Yes, they're poor because, again, sometimes chance. It's just chance. Yes. But then again, chance can meet you unprepared. And then you miss out on an opportunity. On that opportunity,
this
brings.
This preparation and this success we're talking about. For some people, success is just having money now. Oh, there's a clip. I'll see if I can find it. I saw it online yesterday. I must play it. That person said, "Any money I find right now is just for now. Forget about my future. My future will take care of itself." So that's, I think people define success differently. But let's go in for the news, shall we? I'm coming back to the audience in a moment. Okay, the lines are buzzing because this is a very interesting conversation that I believe also gets you thinking about how you're also approaching your life, the role you're playing in what's happening and what will happen to you. And I'm going to tell you what I summarily think about this whole concept of hard work, laziness, and the role that chance plays in how our lives turn out. This is The Sunny Side. My name is Wemimo Adewuni, and this is 99.3 Nigeria. Info, we're your number one station for talking the heart of Lagos. That's right. And you can follow us everywhere on social media. You should do that, by the way, right now. Like now. One more thing you should do. Wait. Go onto your Play Store, download the Nigeria Info app now. You doing it? You done it? Thank you. What that means is you can take us with you anywhere you go. You can listen to Nigeria Info, whether you're in the country or not, whether you're in Lagos or out of it, anywhere you can listen to us. Okay, if you're just joining the show, we've had quite a past hour full of conversations about the role that chance plays and how our lives finally turns out. And we've had a conversation about this. This is Languages and Interpretations, by the way, because today is Wednesday. So we're looking at this, the interpretation of this statement by someone I saw online. And the person believes this wholeheartedly. He summarily says, I'm going to read that to you again, that not all wealth And we're not just talking success here, we're talking wealth, like money. Yeah, like money, Gogo. Not all wealth is a direct result of hard work. Poverty is not also a direct result of laziness. Chance plays a huge role in how our lives turn out. And I've asked you to talk to me now about poverty because we've talked a lot about success. So, do you believe that laziness tends towards poverty? Like, if you're lazy, oh, sure, bah, it's just sure. You know, and when you're telling me this, remember that you tell your children and your younger ones to work hard. So when you need to understand what you're passing on to them and ask yourself if you believe this at the core of your being. Is laziness a sure path to poverty? And this would mean that, does it mean that everyone who's poor is lazy? Before the break, two people told me that laziness is a choice. That means that if you're poor, you chose to, because you chose either not to work, not to work hard, or not to have wisdom. And I've asked you what that wisdom means. You know, it's a conversation that keeps going. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. It's 0700-993-993-993. And for female callers, the line is 0146-57-190. Let's start from here this time. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, this is Mommy Vivian.
Welcome, ma'am.
I hear when Yvonne was talking about the chance. Mm-hmm. He had everything that she said. But for me, I believe that those people, as in this chance occurs, only for, in fact, those people that are born with silver spoon in their mouth, they have that chance. If the scale, if in a scale of 10, you understand me?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. They can, instead of starting from the step one, they can even start from step six. Before you know it, they will reach their final destination. That is the.
But you know that there are people who are not born with a silver spoon, who also grew up quite poor, but who somehow just met someone who piqued interest in them and showed them the way.
Okay, maybe this statement is not a statement of fact. Now let's call it a statement of thought. Yeah, I have another thing to say. Wait, listen.
Okay,
for that, on a poverty side,
mm-hmm.
laziness for me mm-hmm. is somehow a Google map to poverty. Yes, somehow a Google map to poverty. Because I remember there's one of my uncle.
Uh-huh.
You know, saying he was too lazy. But even the Bible said that if a man is too lazy to repair his roof,
hmm.
the roof will fall on him.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So that man is very, very lazy. He cannot, even, in fact, he's very lazy. Up to now, he has not done any, he has not married. And he wants to, he's up to 50 years now. Nothing is moving on in his life.
Does this mean that he does not do any kind of work? What is this laziness?
It's not that he's not a candidate, as in, he can, but laziness, just lazy. He's lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you want to help him, you will not even, the thing will not last for his hand.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for sharing. So I need you guys to help me expand. When you say lazy, you know, I started by explaining that laziness, we can say that laziness is subjective. So because hard work is also subjective in regards to what you do, you can think that you're hardworking and your neighbor who's not doing as much as you is lazy. But the person might not be lazy because for them, at that level of theirs, that's their hard work. So when you're talking about laziness turning towards poverty, help me also understand how you define laziness. Okay. Hello.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
This is Shagun.
Who?
Shagun. Oluwa Shagun.
Shagun, thank you. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Talking about poverty as related to laziness,
mm-hmm.
I think laziness could actually lead to poverty, because the Bible says that yet a little sleep, yet a little folding of the hands,
mm-hmm.
so shall that poverty come.
Hmm.
But at the same time, poverty could also be as a result of a kind of misused opportunity.
Hmm.
Virtually every one of us, I believe, in life at a point, we have been given a seed. But most times, people don't realize that their seed ought to be planted. They consume it. And that, to come back to that, becomes very difficult in life.
So I like this analogy of having to sow a seed. So what is this seed? Ah, no way. This is so not fair. Oh, no. So what is this seed? What is this seed? It says everyone has been given a seed to sow. And if you eat it up, then you might tend to poverty. So what is this seed? I've got about 15 more minutes because Desmond Majakodumi will be joining me, yeah, as we talk about the environment on the show today. Okay, let's see who's here. Hello? Hello? Are you there? All right, I don't think so. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon. How are you? My name is Morris.
Welcome, Morris.
I'm on the road.
Okay.
Okay, quickly, let me quickly define what we mean by poverty. Let's even define it from the word poor.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Poverty. So for poor, it means passing off opportunity repeatedly. Passing off opportunity repeatedly.
That's so, poverty?
Yes. That's poor. That's poor.
That's being poor.
I just gave you the acronyms. Passing off opportunity repeatedly.
Eureka, eureka. Now I get it. Okay, passing. But some people who are poor will tell you that they never had any opportunity.
There's always an opportunity. There's always opportunity. You understand? I've listened to so many people and I have come to understand that hard work was a word coined out by our forefathers based on the work they were doing there.
Yeah.
They go to farm.
Yeah.
So you need to work hard.
It was hard.
So hard work is different from working hard. Now, hard work is those things they do, those laborers do. They do what we call hard work. You understand?
Okay.
Working hard means that, I'm working, but I need to work extra time, extra hour. You understand? But you see, in the underlying tone of working hard, it means work smart. It means work smart. So most people that have gotten, and I'm not basing that on something, because I've had different Bible quotes, but the only quote that talks about success and spells it out success is found in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. That is when the Bible only mentions success. Every other quotation people are bringing out from the book of Proverbs and says the great number of three, the time and chart happened. It didn't really specify the word success. So, and I look at the word success, it's relative. What you define as success, maybe that you get to the pinnacle of your academy and you say, I am successful. Somebody may acquire wealth and say, I am successful. You understand? So it's relative.
So what is this wisdom? Since you've been able to tell me that wisdom is the most important here now, so what is that wisdom?
Wemimo, I think what that our guy was trying to define to you. You know that for you to get a job in Info FM, you need to get to certain grade and certain level before you can be employed to Info FM.
That's right.
And even when you get to Info FM, you also know that I cannot stand in a pond. I need to move higher. And I need to get this part of maybe professional courses and everything. So what you say is that for you to forge ahead and become what you want to become in life, you need to acquire understanding and knowledge. And that part is also defined as wisdom.
Okay.
See, wisdom is profitable to all.
Okay. I hear you.
So,
thank you.
Now, finally, to say this, poverty is a thing of the mind. It is not what you do. You could see a man that is waking up 6 o'clock in the morning, eating the road, and coming back 11 in the night, and he's still poor.
Yeah, but isn't poverty about how much money you bring home at the end of the day and how much, you know...
It's about the mindset. I just said it is about the mindset.
Only now, the mindset?
If your mind is not defining your purpose in life, then people can actually look at what you are bringing in to say you are poor.
Okay, I hear you, and I thank you very much for sharing. Languages and interpretations, various interpretations of this, what one would term simple, very simple and direct. But now we've heard various interpretations. And what we're considering is that not all wealth or success is a direct result of hard work. Neither is poverty also a direct result of laziness, but that chance has a huge role in how our lives turn out. This is Languages and Interpretations, and I'm asking you now to talk to me about poverty, because we've talked about success. Do you believe that laziness tends to poverty, or that you could be hardworking and you could still be poor? Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Wemimo.
Hi there. Welcome. What's your name?
Bui from Yaba.
Yeah, go ahead, Bui.
Okay, so I'll start with, so wisdom is the correct application of knowledge. So we get knowledge, even on your station every day, you inform us with so many things. So I'll use an example. One of the reasons why influencers are being paid, because you want to, for instance, put your product out there and more people have access to it. So as a poor person, and in this day and age of technology and everything going on, you need to be more creative with what you do. You need to think outside the box. You need to try new things.
Hmm.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
And also, the original quote that you read, some people just have access to people that can, without them doing much.
Yeah.
Of course, they have to have a skill, or they have to be doing something. They're not just sitting on the couch. You can blow.
You know, some people don't even have the skill. Someone just likes them and says, I'm going to train. Exactly. I'm even going to teach you. Exactly. I'm going to even just hand everything. This, I want to teach you everything. Don't worry.
Yeah.
You know.
And sometimes you just do something for the right person.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw something about Burner Boy, somebody that cut his hair is now blah, blah, blah.
Hmm.
So, you know, and there's this thing called 4 degrees of separation. Have you heard about that?
No, no.
So it basically means that I know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that will make me blow. So you're four degrees away from blowing. So make use of the people that you know, because they may know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody.
Hey, you're just four steps. You see, are you guys listening to that? Let me go through my contacts quickly. Let me quickly scroll through my contact and identify those four people.
It used to be six, right?
Yeah, so I'm checking it here. There are six.
Four.
Oh, okay. It's been shortened to four now.
Exactly. For that's only been shortened to two or three. In
okay, this talks about a chain of friend of a friend.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Thank you very much, Bioye, for
well done.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Great. So I see someone made a picture. You guys should check it out online. I quickly just looked it up. And I see there was, like she rightly said, used to be 6 degrees of separation. Now it's 4 degrees of separation, which means that... let me see. You're connected to everyone on earth by just 4 degrees. That's what it essentially means. You're connected to everyone on earth. I mean, Facebook is a good example. You see that someone, a random person that you've never heard of before, if you look at their profile, they are a friend of someone that you know or who knows you. Oh, but now they say that the average number of acquaintances separating any two people, no matter who they are, is not 6, but now 3.9. So it's not even 4. 3.9, but summarized at 4. So, go through your contacts, guys. Okay, hello. Good afternoon.
Yeah, this is Ike. I'm calling back. One more.
No, I don't have time for you to call back. Oh, I have so many people on the line. I apologize about that. And I have just really less than 7 more minutes to go. Hello? Are you ready for me?
Hello?
Good afternoon.
Yeah, this is Chibili. Good afternoon.
Welcome to the show.
Actually, the topic, what I understand is that it's not just working hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's based on, wisdom and smart. And the difference, working hard and trying to work. And, you know, there's some people that work, they work, like all these barrel pushers, you know, all these truck pushers, all these laborers, you know. So some of them work hard. They work. Their work is very hard. Yes,
No. I'm not talking about, you know, hard in terms of physical labor. You know, just being hardworking at whatever field you choose, do you think that would necessarily get me to success?
Yes. It depends. And you know, let me just put it this way.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, locks. Like, there's some people have that, you know, lock.
Mm-hmm.
When you... Okay, let me just put it this way. Mm-hmm. When you work hard, it depends on how you save your money.
Okay. You see,
some people work very hard. Yes, some people work hard, but at least they don't save.
Right.
Because some of them, you know, they work hard, but they don't know how to say no. How to put the money in order. That's what I mean by that smartness I'm saying.
I wish I can just close the show on this. You took the idea. Oh, what is your name again?
Chibike is my name.
Where's my shekere? Ah, you deserve a shekere, Chibike. Thank you very much. You're right on point. And you know, I told you before I go, I'm going to tell you what my idea is. So let me. I mean, I'm right here. I'm in charge of the mic. That's a chance I got. Let me explain to you. I'll see if I can take one more call before I go. But let me tell you what I think about this whole thing. Again, I'm going to read out to you what this statement was. And it summarily says is that not all wealth is a direct result of hard work. And that poverty is also not a direct result of laziness, but that chance plays a huge role in how our lives turn out. I would partly agree to some extent that there is something called chance that happens to you no matter who you are, no matter where you are, no matter how far flung from the center of the earth you are. You know, something might just happen to you. Maybe it's God. Maybe it's just your destiny. Maybe it's just fate. I don't know. But for some people, I think that happens. But because chance is so, let me use the word unsteady or unpredictable, you cannot base your life on the expectation that maybe that chance would happen to you. And that maybe you are that one person who chance will happen to. I know that they tell you in church and mosque, as you go out this week, something will just happen, somebody will just give you money. I would rather you don't take that advice. Because while, yes, chance might happen to one person out of 1,000 or out of 100 or out of 1,000,000 or out of 1,000,000,000 or out of everyone in the world, it just might not be you. So what's the alternative in terms of working hard? You've all given us hint here and there, that's working hard. But most importantly, you know, is identifying in the work you're doing, and I believe that there's no work that is bad, you know, as long as your strengths are amplified in that work. So you need to understand what work is right for you. And in some cases, it's not about your passion, it's just what you found right now. Like someone said earlier, there's a level, I think it was a message on WhatsApp, there's a level where you're just working to survive. I mean, this is just what you have right now. So take that thing, work at it as smartly as you can. Make sure you're maximizing your work hours and giving your best and then maximizing your rest period. But I'm going to take a cue from my last caller. The money you make, and I tell this people a lot. If you follow me online, especially on Instagram, this is one of the things I talk about regularly, is managing the money, no matter how small, that comes into your hands. I know things are tough. I know that times are hard. But even for the richest, money is never enough. So if you find yourself and you're listening and like everything you're talking about, I'm that poor person they're talking about, you can somehow channel your way out of it. It might take you 10 years. It might take 20 or 30 years. But you need to arm yourself with information. That's the wisdom. That's the knowledge about how to invest your money, no matter how small. And there are platforms where you can invest as little as 5,000 naira, even 2,000, even 1,000 naira. You know, over time, aggregated, you try and calculate it, that if you save 2,000 naira per month, in a year, that's 24,000. In 2 years, that's 48. In 3 years, that's 60, that's 60,000, right? You keep going, no, that's 50, I don't know, 48 plus what again? Is that 12 or 24? But just keep compounding it like that and multiply by 10 years or 20. Let's just say you do a lazy 2,000 naira per month and that's all you can afford. You know, that means that in 20 years, by 20 years' time, you're going to have millions just waiting for you somewhere. We can then begin to talk about, oh, inflation would happen and everything. So you take that knowledge a step further by finding out how you can pitch your money against inflation. But this knowledge, like I tell you all for free every day, but on social media, on radio, all of this information is available for you online. And if you don't know where to find it, you can ask. You can pay to learn it. That's the wisdom that tends towards success. It might be a futuristic thing. And it also includes you not having too many children. I'm taking advantage of something simply called family planning. Not having too many children that you can cater for so that you're not working all your years taking care of children. Tomorrow we're having an interesting conversation on the show. Begin to think about it. I read something online also when someone said that, Nalai, I worked for my money. I'm going to eat up all my money before I die. I'm not working generational blessing or generational success is a scam. I'm not working for any child. I worked hard for my money. I'm going to eat up all my money before I die. My children will work for theirs. So that's it. I need to go out on a break right now, guys. When I come back, Desmond Madiakodumi will be here with me in the studio. Let's talk about Mother Earth and nature and how we can preserve it. That's part of our universal success, okay? All right, guys. You can talk to me some more on social media at Wemimo Sport. I'm there on Instagram and Twitter. Scratch on Instagram and Facebook. Okay, my name is Wemimo Adewuni. This is A Sunny Side. I'm not going yet. I'm here till 3 o'clock. But just think about this conversation we've had. Find wisdom. Find it. You know, it's your saving grace at the end of the day. If you need to pay some money to get that wisdom, please do. It's to save you a lot of heartache. You might work hard, you might work smart, and you can still be very poor at the end of it all. If you do not apply your wisdom. Okay, let me go on a break. Enough talk. Thank you all for joining the show. It's been pretty interesting. It's been pretty engaging. You guys are amazing. As smart as I expect that you would always be. Thank you very much. I'm out on a break. I'll be right back with Desmond Madiakodumu talking about the environment and the earth. Don't go away.